Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
But I think the most exciting thing was that we could see specific pre-disease markers. You know, like you go to the doctor and you get your labs run, right?
Yeah.
And they have this huge range of normal. And people will be somewhere along this range and they're like, how am I normal? I feel awful. I don't have any energy, or I have all these symptoms. You know, how am I normal? And the problem is that this normal is basically just an average of all the sick people who've taken that test.
Right.
So in functional medicine, we have this range over here. Like, this is your ideal range. This is where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And if you're between where we want to be and the end of the lab range, the doctor's not going to do anything, right? Because you're still in normal range. But this is what I call the sweet spot, or the window of opportunity for us to reverse symptoms and help you feel better before you get to the diagnosable state.
Thank you so much, Claudine, for being here today. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I would love for you to just really share your own health journey. What led you to quit your career in corporate accounting for functional medicine?
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for having me. And it's quite a journey, because I spent 20 plus years in corporate accounting, right? I grew up in a household where it was all about hard work. And I ended up working for a company whose motto was, we work hard and we reward hard work. So I was like, oh, this is my jam for like an overachiever workaholic. This is perfect. I got this. When I started working there, what I really liked was the deadlines, right? In accounting, we always have deadlines. It's like, oh, you got to get payroll out. You got to get the journal entries in before the statement period closes. You have to get the, you know, there's always a deadline,
right?
Which in the beginning is exciting because you get that rush. Oh, I gotta finish this. And then you finish it and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
So it's fun at first until you get to the point where that becomes chronic stress. And it starts, you know, for people who don't know, chronic stress actually breaks your body down, because cortisol, which is what happens when you have chronic stress, it literally eats your body up. They call it catabolic. It's eating away at your body to get that quick burst of energy, right? And so when you have that stress for long periods of time, things start breaking down. And I did not recognize, I think like most people, I did not recognize the signs my body was giving me in the beginning, because the body gives us hints. We call them symptoms, right? But that, I call them little nudges. The body's like, hey, something's not quite right. Like, I started getting this crazy cystic acne in my 20s and 30s. And I was like, I'm not a teenager. What is the deal? Literally big, huge bumps, you know, and I would go to the dermatologist, and they would, I don't know if you've had that cystic acne, but it really hurts, right? It's like a large bump underneath the skin and it kills. And they would stick a needle in it and put like this steroid potion in it to try to make it go away, which is not great for you. Yeah. At one point they were giving me some kind of medication where they would have to take my blood once a month to make sure they weren't killing me, right? To check my kidney function. I would get chemical peels, and, you know, I would go to the dermatologist and she would just tear my face up. It was just like all the things I did, right? And I just thought, this is weird. Why do I have acne? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even where I usually start my journey, because it wasn't until I started functional medicine that I realized, oh, wait, those are my first warning signs, right? Because many of us think of little things like maybe fatigue or joint pain or like all these little things that just kind of pop up. We think, well, that's weird. Or headaches, a lot of people get headaches. Why is my body doing that? I don't know. Or weight gain. And we just kind of go on with our lives. But it wasn't until my body finally said, you know, you're done with this thing that you're doing. I started getting these chronic migraines. And, you know, a migraine, you literally cannot do anything. It stops you in your tracks. It forces you to stop. Because I would get sick every year. I would get colds that would turn into either I had walking pneumonia. I had sinus infections. I had bronchitis several times. I would get colds. which is a sign that your body, your immune system is failing from the stress, because when you are stressed, it's the stress response. Oh, it counteracts all the other functions of your body, right? Because it's designed to help you run away from the tiger. You don't need to digest. You don't need immune function. You don't need reproduction when you're trying to run away from the tiger. Your body's just like, no, all resources are going to cortisol and we're running. So my immune function was suppressed because cortisol was on all the time. And so I would get sick, and then I would get these migraines, because obviously being sick only stopped me for like a week, right? Or two. So my body's like, obviously we need to send a stronger message to you. And so you flat on your back. So it'll be, and it's interesting because the way cortisol works is, like, during the week, I would get that cortisol rush, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be so busy. I'd be so stressed. I'd be dealing with all of the, so I worked at the last company I worked at was a produce company. Mm-hmm. It was run by our immediate parent company was British. And then the ultimate parent company was Spanish. And it was a board of all these white guys in their 50s who thought, like, what does a blonde California girl know about numbers? Mm. And I also had, I oversaw offices in Chile, New Jersey, Toronto, and our office here in California. And I was just getting, like, the New Jersey office had this South African gentleman who did not appreciate what I was trying to do, i.e. save the company from going under, because I could see they were spending too much money and he wanted to spend all the money. So, like, it was a lot of undermining going on, which adds to the stress, right?
Right.
I would go all week with this stress and I'd be like, go, 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 15-hour days. I never saw my kids, who were really young at the time. Mm-hmm. And I'd wake up in the morning, or I'd leave in the morning and they'd be gone, or I'd be gone when they woke up.
Yeah.
I'd come home either after they went to bed or right as they were going to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's awful, because my husband once took a video of him going into my son's room in the morning and waking him up. And he, like, stands up in his little crib and he's like, mommy, mommy. And my husband's like, no, I'm sorry. Mommy left for work. And he starts bawling. And my husband has this video of him. Like, you are the meanest person right now. Why are you taking this video?
Oh, wow.
Showing me how sad it is when my son wakes up and I'm not there. Mm. Yeah. That was hard. So I was always gone. But on Saturdays, if I wasn't working Saturday, on Saturdays, my body would finally relax, right? It's like, oh, the week is over. You can stop having this high cortisol response, which cortisol, believe it or not, is anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And it's like, you don't feel the pain. You don't feel anything, because if you're running away from the tiger, you don't have time to feel the gash in your leg.
Exactly.
Right. Like, you need that. So on Saturday, I would finally, like, let go of the high stress, like the cortisol response would drop. And all of a sudden I would get this migraine. Right? And it would be the kind where I couldn't keep anything down, not even water. I'd be stuck on the couch all day. My kids hadn't seen me all week. They're dying to touch me, hold me, and you have the migraine. Like, you can't touch you. You can't have your eyes open. Like, you're just completely out. And after one of these sessions where I had this migraine, where I basically, sorry to be kind of gross, but I was like throwing up from drinking water because I needed to hydrate. But I was like, and I got to the point where I was dry heaving because I wasn't taking anything. And it was 11 times that day. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I have got to figure this out. And that's kind of what started my health journey. I mean, I started playing with, this was actually my husband's fault. The first part is that he has a lot of health issues in his family, and he decided to go paleo. And I was like, you cannot marry a baker, because I'm half Polish. Like, our job is to bake for the world. I'm like, you cannot marry a baker and go gluten-free. That is, like, grounds for divorce. What are you thinking? But he was going to do it. So there was no point in me baking. So I unintentionally went gluten-free for 2 months, and the migraines went away. But of course, I'm not so bright and I don't realize the connection. I'm just like, cool, migraines went away.
Yeah.
I was constantly complaining to him about not being able to bake. And so he's like, if you want to bake something, you know, so I go back and I ate something with gluten, and then I get the migraine again. And I'm like, you jerk, you ruined gluten for me. Thanks a lot. So that was, like, part of it, right? But then I still in my, like, early to mid 30s, and I was very sluggish. I was tired all the time. I just didn't feel right. I was gaining weight, even though I was working out and I was eating well, you know? So I eventually ended up seeing someone who's similar to a functional medicine practitioner. She ran some of the similar tests and she realized I had a thyroid dysregulation. I had blood sugar handling issues. I had leaky gut, which, for people who don't know what leaky gut is, basically your body is so stressed that it starts to open up the tight junctions in your cellular walls of your small intestine. And, like, the food that comes through your body considers to be a threat. And mm-hmm. so it creates this little histamine bubble around it, which basically is inflammation. So like carry it off to your liver, for your liver to dispose of it, which means your liver gets congested. And then your hormones don't go, your old hormones don't get out of the body. Like a whole bunch of problems happen. It's like this cascade of problems. Yeah. And it starts with stress. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was I stressed? So yeah, I had the leaky gut. So anyway, she helped me sort through the physical aspects of it. But she was great, right? She helped me figure out how to solve a lot of those problems. Because when you have leaky gut, you have a ton of food sensitivities.
Right.
Like I would eat an apple and I would double over in pain. Like it's ridiculous. An apple. Yeah. Apple.
I mean, you're supposed to have an apple a day, right?
Yeah. I couldn't eat like garlic or onions. I mean, they were like my favorite foods were off the list. No olives. So like no olive oil. So no dressings, no almonds, like a ton of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
But we worked through that. However, what she didn't help me figure out was what got me there in the first place. Like what was I doing from a lifestyle perspective,
yeah,
that forced me to push myself to the brink all the time. Mm-hmm. That put myself in these situations where I would just get beat up all the time, you know, mentally or emotionally. So I eventually ended up, I had left that company. I had started my own CFO consulting business, right? Because like I knew how to do accounting.
Right.
Most people need accountants because they're like, I do not either know how or care to do my books myself. So everyone's like, I roll boring. So I started the CFO consulting business thinking that would take away my stress.
Right.
And in some ways it did, right? Because I got to choose who I worked with. But I took those same lifestyle strategies that I used before, like my same tendencies to my new job. I just basically worked myself to death for me. What else? And I basically put myself in the same position again. Because again, we're not so bright, right? I mean, you can see other people's lives quite clearly. When it comes to your own, it's like,
forget it.
But during this time, I had met a business coach, and I told her my story, and she said, "You sound like a health coach." And I was like, "No, an accountant." She's like, "Yeah, but you could be a health coach." I was like, "How'd I be a health coach?" She says, "Well, could you teach people what you've learned through this whole process?" And I was like, "Yeah." I mean, I'm considering myself a decent teacher. I trained tons of people. I used to tutor people in math and French, but I was like, okay, I could be a health coach, which to me was more exciting than accounting because accounting lost its luster, so to speak. I'm still really good at it, but it's like, it's not exciting, right? Mostly because I can give someone their financials every month. Does that change their lives? Probably not. Like it may make their lives easier. Right? It may make them less stressed because they know what's going on in the numbers, but it's not actually changing their lives, especially when you're working for big companies, which I typically did.
Right.
But when I work with someone on their health, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So I became a health coach and I liked it somewhat because for 80% of the people I worked with, they needed the basics, what I call the basics. They needed someone to hold them accountable and to support them in their health journey by getting more sleep, drinking more water, eating healthy foods, getting some movement in their bodies, like what we call the basics, right? The things you see on Instagram, TikTok, you know. Yes, we all know we need to drink more water.
Yeah.
We all know we can't eat McDonald's if we want to feel healthy, right?
Sure.
So I would see like 80% of people get better on this. But then I'm strategic minded, right? I've been in accounting for 20 plus years. So I'm thinking like, what's happening to this 20% over here? That's not getting better. What's going on? I'm like, what's going on under the hood?
Yeah.
Why is your body not responding to less stress, more sleep, healthy foods, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what led me to functional medicine. This is a very long answer to your question.
It is. It was very thorough. And I love that you took us through that journey because of where you started your own journey of your own health and just what was happening for you, because you were so spot on so many things, especially the stress piece, because I think a lot of individuals, they're like, okay, yeah, it's just normal stress. Like I didn't even know when I was stressed out because my stress levels were so high that it didn't seem like I was stressed. It was just like my everyday life. And I think a lot of people that have positions that they're in, whether it's corporate, running their own business, they don't even realize when they're having that stress. And then the body is like, listen to me, which was what happened to you with the process of starting with the acne to the migraines and everything in between that, but really taking a solid look at, okay, something needs to change and not staying stuck in feeling that way, because it can be so overwhelming and you're working so hard, the body doesn't have time to recoup just from the energy that you're exerting. And I'm just really curious, because I love that you really focus on that. You were helping on the 80%. You're like, I got this. But that 20%, that was the sweet spot of understanding what is really going on for each person. And I know you do a lot of labs, functional lab testing as well, to really see what is under that hood. Because we can all drink more water, exercise, movement, everything, sleep, everything that we need is very obvious. How we do it and the accountability, yes. But I would love to learn a little bit more for people to know a little bit more about the functional lab test that you do as well.
Absolutely. And I want to underscore something you said, which was spot on. And that was that most people don't know when they are stressed. A lot of us are so good at being stressed, if I can use that word, that we literally just think it's normal. It's kind of like someone who's been in a difficult relationship for so long, they just think that's normal.
Yeah.
Right. So it's very similar. So yeah. I'm sorry, was your question about the functional lab tests?
Yes. Yeah.
What ones I run or how they work?
Yeah, both. Both.
Okay. So I have found, so there are lots of functional lab tests one can run, but I found that the one that I work with, there are three that give us the most valuable data. Right. So I basically narrowed it down to three. Because when we're in training, we learn so many different tests, and there are lots that we could run. And yes, we could still run some of those if these three main ones don't do the trick. But typically, when I work with women, I run the HTMA, which is a hair tissue mineral analysis. I run a stress and hormone panel. Why would I run that? And I run a gut health test. And I'll tell you a little bit about each one. So the hair tissue mineral analysis test, we're actually taking pieces of hair and we're looking to see what our mineral profile is, because the four main minerals in our bodies, calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, if those are not at the right levels, not only the right levels for each individual one, but also in conjunction with one another, because they are like seesaws. Some of them work together either antagonistically or synergistically.
Right.
If they're not in the right ratio, then your body isn't functioning properly. Because minerals are basically what helps our body do all of the, not all, but a lot of the functions. I mean, magnesium alone does over 500 functions in the body.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. So, and that's the first thing to be depleted when we're stressed.
Yeah.
So if people have like muscle twitches, which are like, or you know, some people, you sometimes look at the eye twitch, it's stress. Yeah. Your body's stressed because your magnesium is depleted. So when we run that test, we can also see heavy metals. So a lot of people will have, especially in rocky states like Utah, California, sometimes Colorado, Texas, they'll have high uranium because it's in our soil.
Right.
It's in our air. It's in our water. And when you have those toxins, it's overburdening your liver. And so your liver can't, your liver's the filter, right? So it's trying to filter. It's like Grand Central Station in there. That liver does so many things. And if we are burdening it even more, which we are, because, you know, we have pesticides, we have perfumes, we have all of these things that our liver has to filter out, you know, depending on how well you filter your water, especially in the shower, because our skin's absorbing it. You know, there are all these different things that our liver is doing. And if we don't help it a little bit, it's going to get overtaxed. And then things don't, if it gets backed up, things don't get excreted. They just end up recirculating in our body and causing all kinds of problems. So we're looking at all those things. And the best thing about this test is that we can see some thyroid function. We can see some blood sugar handling. We can see some hormone and adrenal function. And then we use that profile to create a customized supplement for the person. Now, when I worked with the lady many, many ago who first helped me get sorted out, she gave me like 20 different pills to take, right? Oh. Because it's literally like you need a combination of things. But now, thankfully, I work with a supplement company in Canada that will create a customized blend. It's just a powder you put in water. And it's like, thank goodness everything's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really helpful. It's really helpful. So that one's great. And that one I always run first because I really want women's energy levels to be shored up before we start the gut work. I do the gut work last because I want them to be on that supplement for like a good 2 months before we start the gut work, because gut work is hard on the body. So the next one is that stress and hormone profile. And the great thing about that one is it tells us what stage of stress we're in. So when I was talking about my journey and I was talking about how exciting it was to be in accounting and how, you know, I get that little rush in the beginning. That's like, if you consider stress a bell curve, that's like at the top of the curve. It's called acute stress. Now, when you're in acute stress, like running away from a tiger, Right. You go from homeostasis, which is like where you want to be, mm-hmm. to the stress state. And then when the stress is over, you go back down. The problem is a lot of us are stuck in the stress state for so long that we start sliding down the other side.
Yep.
So some people will be on the other side of the acute where they're just starting to see symptoms or starting to feel sluggish. They may be getting headaches or other, just a lot of symptoms that pop up. Mm-hmm. They might be in compensatory phase where they're really starting to be sluggish and have problems, or they might be in what's called exhaustive phase. I have a couple clients right now that are in complete exhaustive phase. Mm-hmm. Their body's on low battery mode, you know, like your phone, where it basically only has enough to get through the day. It does not have enough to do anything extra. It can only do the basic functions. Yeah. And the basic functions don't even include like what we would consider the functions we want our body to do, right? It's not even detoxing well, like a lot of things aren't happening. So, and of course it tells us all our hormone levels, you know, how's mm-hmm. our estrogen, how is our progesterone? How are they in relation to each other? Because we don't want to be estrogen dominant. We don't want to be progesterone dominant. We want to be in a good ratio because there are different problems with each. Mm-hmm. How's our testosterone level? Do we have too much? Do we have too little? Because testosterone is like our motivation hormone. It's like our get up and go and get it done type of thing. But too much can cause like oily skin or a bunch of acne or like all kinds of other issues. But it also gives us a peek into our immune function because we see the secretory IgA marker, which is one of our immune markers. Yeah. So that one's great. That's the second one we do. And then the last one is what I call the big daddy. It's the gut one. Because our gut, if you think about it, if you have stomach ache or you have some kind of gut issue, it takes a ton of your energy away, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So the gut health panel, it has 85 markers on it and it shows us everything from parasites to bacteria, to viruses, to yeast infections, all sorts of H. pylori, like all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that is it. We can see really this huge energy suck that comes from our body having to try to work around or deal with all these different problems that are going on in the gut. So that's the last one we do. And typically working through those three things, a lot of people feel so much better.
Just even talking about each test, it's almost like if I were your client, I feel like the weight would just be off my shoulders of just each step and how thorough it is to understanding, okay, well, we got to tackle one thing at a time. And when you're describing the bell curve, I know so many people, myself included, that were like stuck at that top peak and then just like slid down really fast because I wasn't taking care of myself. And I think that's where a lot of high achieving women, and I know you work with a lot of high achieving women that are always getting things done, very go-getters. And what do you think, like with working with the women that you have worked with, what's the first thing you do to help them regain their energy, clarity, and vitality, especially if they are in that exhausted phase where they're just like, I can't even go anymore. Like I'm just maintaining life right now on low battery.
Well, after we've talked about what they are doing to put themselves there.
Key, that's right? The key.
Like, A, you need to support yourself. But one of the things that people really love is something I call an adrenal cocktail. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say it is called an adrenal cocktail. And a lot of women start to notice a little bit of energy right away because it's essentially water, some sort of high mineralized sodium, like a Celtic sea salt, for example, some kind of potassium, like either cream of tartar or coconut water, and then some sort of vitamin C. I really like a whole lemon in it. Some people like orange, lime, whatever the vitamin C is. But if you put that in a bunch of water, actually, I'll just show you mine. Perfect. I just make one of these for the morning and then make another one for the afternoon. It really doesn't have to be this big. I think this one's 7 cups, but I'm a thirsty gal. So and that's kind of like a love potion for your adrenals. It's just like a little massage for your adrenals. Cause all of these women that I work with, their adrenals are, they're in various forms of being shot, right? Wherever they are on the spectrum. You know, it's kind of like if they were a jockey on a horse, or the horse is the adrenals. They've just been whipping those adrenals like crazy. Okay. It's like how fast is the horse at this point, right?
Yeah.
But all the horses need some love. Yes. All of their adrenals need some love. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, I had one client who would drink. I think when I met her, she was drinking 12 cups of coffee. She had been at a point where she would do 20 cups a day.
Oh, wow.
And that is like, cause coffee is basically telling your adrenals, hey, wake up, let's do the thing. You know, and you're that horse hard.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, we try to reduce anything that's making our lives worse. And then we're adding things in that are going to support. So the adrenal cocktail, some people will notice. I have one client who, like, she started to notice it right away. She's like, wow. And she was Seattle. So she's a big coffee drinker.
Yeah.
And so she was reducing the coffee and she started the adrenals and she's like, wow, I started to feel more energy already. Like, she didn't have the afternoon slump that she used to have. You know, a lot of people will have this afternoon slump depending on their cortisol curve, where they are.
Right. No, that's so interesting. The coffee thing, that used to be me, not 20 cups, but definitely when I worked in college, I worked at Starbucks and I would have like 8 shots of espresso a day. And like, it was bad. It was bad. But my life was crazy at that point. I was really stuck at that top of the curve or the bell curve. But understanding when we do reduce certain things, you do see that shift. I noticed when I started drinking less coffee, I had more energy. I wasn't just trying to maintain, but I could definitely drink a pot of coffee by myself. And I'm not the biggest person in the world. I'm only 4'11"-ish. And so that factor, my body was just like overproducing all that caffeine. And it was just like, I needed it without, I didn't want withdrawals as well. Because I've had moments where I stopped drinking coffee and I have like the worst headache. And I'm like, I just need coffee. But I've tried to do that, limited my intake. But I think for your clients as well, like seeing that huge shift right away, it's just a testament to being able to get what our body needs, because we can't keep whipping the horse. We need to show that love. We need to show that we care about our bodies internally, because if we don't, we're going to burn out. And I know that's a whole other topic.
And for anyone who's listening and wants to reduce their coffee, go slow.
Yeah.
If you grab 4 cups a day, go to 3, or maybe even 3.5, or maybe put some decaf in there. Cold turkey is not going to help. Yeah. Like you said, you'll have withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah. No. It's definitely worse. I mean, I'm down to like 1 or 2 a day. I've been much better over the years. Work in progress. But I'm really curious, because I know you went on this health journey. You started as a health coach, got into functional medicine. I'm really curious, was there anything that kind of like blew your mind when you were learning all about functional medicine? Anything that you're like, whoa, I had no idea.
I feel like all of it was that. You should have seen me during my training. Like every night I'd come down into my husband, I'd be like, you won't believe what I learned today. But I think the most exciting thing was that we could see specific pre-disease markers. You know, like you go to the doctor and you get your labs run, right?
Yeah.
And they have this huge range of normal. And people will be somewhere along this range and they're like, how am I normal? I feel awful. I don't have any energy, or I have all these symptoms. You know, how am I normal? And the problem is that this normal is basically just an average of all the sick people who've taken that test.
Right.
So in functional medicine, we have this range over here. Like, this is your ideal range. This is where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And if you're between where we want to be and the end of the lab range, the doctor's not going to do anything, right? Because you're still in normal range. But this is what I call the sweet spot, or the window of opportunity for us to reverse symptoms and help you feel better before you get to the diagnosable state. So that window of opportunity, those are where we're looking at pre-disease markers, which to me is, it's like the pinnacle of health. Right? Like we all, because, and the other problem is we don't, it's kind of like symptoms are like an iceberg. You may see the tip of the iceberg, but you don't see all the stuff underneath it. And a lot of times this stuff is building for years and years and years before we even notice. I mean, I'm perfect case in point for that. So yeah, what blew my mind is that we can see these pre-disease markers and we can help reverse the symptoms before they become a huge issue.
That's so valuable, because a lot of times people don't even go to the doctor until there's something wrong, because they're just like, okay, I'm fine. It's just a cold, or it's just this. Like, that was me. I just like completely ignored my health for a while. And that's until the symptoms got so bad. I was like, okay, I need to do something. I need to completely change my whole entire health regimen and everything. But a lot of times, because a lot of high achieving women, at least in my circles and everything, we're so focused on, well, it'll pass, or I'll get to it later. And we never get to it, but being able to catch it before it becomes a problem, we can feel better and be able to do more, because we are focused on what actually is going to transpire in a way that we feel more confident in everything we're doing. We feel better. And that just shows up too, when we are able to focus on, hey, I feel really good. I can do more. I can be more, but I don't have to continue to drive myself into the ground, because that's what I feel a lot of people do.
You are so right. And, you know, the women that I work with, as you mentioned, you're calling them high achiever. I call them driven women. Basically, they own their own businesses. They're high up in corporate. Like, they're just a person that gets it all done.
Yeah.
If they're like, oh, you want something done, go to her.
Right.
And they often don't take time to stop and assess what's going on for them. But what I've noticed, and what they'll start to see when they start to see the slowdown, you know, a lot of people will start to say, oh, I'm just getting older.
Yeah, that's why I'm tired all the time. That's why my ache, or that's why I'm having like extra weight around the middle. Like they'll have all of these a litany of symptoms that they can list off. And oh, I'm just getting older, a lot of people will say. That's not how getting older should be. But B, it's your body giving you those warning signs, right? Your body's like, hey, hello. And so what I tell women, and oftentimes I'm getting them, and I think we were going to talk about this, I'm getting when they've done labs, they've gone to their doctor and the doctor's like, you're normal. And they're like, no. So they'll come to me and I'll show them where these pre-disease markers are and where they are basically on the road to. Where is this path going to take you if it's not addressed? Because running businesses, either their own or a big corporation, they do not have time to be tired. They do not have time to have, right? Like I have one client who she runs an accounting firm. She literally needs her brain at all times to think through complex accounting questions. She started feeling really sluggish and having this brain fog all the time, she's like, Claudine, I cannot deal with this. I cannot run my business this way. So addressing those things before it becomes, you know, complete adrenal failure, or before it becomes, God forbid, something like cancer or diabetes or whatever is down the road for this person, because each person is different.
Yeah.
Noticing those symptoms that are popping up, I call them whack-a-mole, because you know, like when you go to a doctor, they'll just give you like a what I call a band-aid, but they'll just like, you know, the little whack-a-moles pop up, the symptoms, and the doctors be like, oh, here's a prescription for this. Oh, here's a prescription for that. And it's like, can we not figure out where these moles are coming from? Because these moles are causing an issue rather than just the band-aiding. Because even if you do get to the point where you're diagnosable, you still want to figure out the root cause.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Exactly. Because nothing's get resolved. If you just keep putting a band-aid on it, it's going to come back. And sometimes it might come back worse versus getting to what is causing this. What is the root of everything that is going on? And I love that's what you really focus on and really taking that holistic approach, because I know you do more than just the labs. You work with them in so many different capacities, but I would love to know, how do you approach each client that you work with outside of the labs? Like once you have the labs, that's a huge piece of it. But what else does it look like?
So in the functional medicine training that I went through, we have this acronym. It's called DRESS, DRESS, and it's five things, right? One for each letter. So it's diet. And I don't mean like we're on a diet. It's just like, are you eating the right foods for you? And are you eating enough? A lot of the women I work with aren't eating enough.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, I've gained all this weight. Maybe I should cut my calories. It's like, your body needs those calories to heal, but are we eating the right foods for your body? Right. Because some people need more animal protein. Some people need less animal protein. Some people need a different combination of fat. Like it's all different. So diet's the first one. Rest is the second, because your body, it needs to go into its in repair state, right? It has to get 8 hours of sleep at least. Human beings, y'all, need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. I know you think you can get by on 4, 5, or 6, but it's not, your body is not functioning if that's happening. So rest. And a lot of people deal with insomnia, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And so we find those reasons in the test that we can then help them resolve so they can get the sleep. Exercise. And by exercise, I mean not too much, not too little. So for someone who's in the exhaustive phase, maybe a walk, maybe some restorative yoga. Like they cannot be doing HIIT workouts. They cannot be doing like training for a marathon, right? Like they can't, their body literally does not have the resources for that. Mm-hmm. So the right amount of exercise. Stress reduction is huge, because as I mentioned, stress shuts down everything else, shuts down digestion, shuts down immune function, shuts down hormone production, like all the things.
Yeah.
And then the very last thing is supplementation. And I don't mean pharmaceuticals. I mean botanicals, like they're called nutraceuticals, basically natural compounds that we know help with different things that we're trying to achieve in the person.
Right. Oh, I love it. I love that acronym too, because it's each element. And you're right, with diet, everybody's body is different. Every chemistry and everything that we need is going to look slightly different. And that's why I love that it's not a one size fits all. It's really focus on each individual that you're working with to be able to help them live a full life and feel better overall. That's like the best part of it all. Mm-hmm. But being able to recognize each step and have that mapped out for them so they can do the work, obviously. But at least you can identify what is going on internally, where I just want to touch again on this, because I think this is something that I've heard from so many different people, where they're in the normal range of a test. And the reality is there's so much more going on, and it's looking underneath the band-aid, looking at the actual wound of what's happening and the root to allow that to heal and get better from moving forward from that. I just wanted to highlight that because I think it's something that comes up so much where it's like, oh, you're normal, but I don't feel normal. I feel something is off, but people are like, doctors sometimes tell them that they're crazy, or just getting more opinions or going to a functional medicine doctor or practitioner and be able to understand what is truly, truly gone. Because I just think that's what makes people feel better when they actually have the real answer.
And I will say one of the things that drives me is that when I have these lab reviews with women, it's a free lab review for now. We'll see as I get more. But when I have these lab reviews, they're vindicated, they're validated, because they've been going to the doctor. They've been doing the right thing by trying to get things checked out. And the doctor's like, no, nothing's wrong with you. And sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, maybe you should, you know, you just need, I had one client, her doctor told her, you just need to eat less and work out more. And she was in exhaustive stage. She did not need to work out more. And she wasn't eating enough as it was, but her thyroid function wasn't working. So she wasn't metabolizing, right?
Right.
Of course, the doctor doesn't see this because their ranges are huge. And so her, you know, but the validation or the vision that comes from finally knowing that A, I'm not making this up. This is not in my head.
Right.
B, there's a, you know, like the, that is huge for people. And when they have that, that vision that there is something wrong, we know what it is. We know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. It's just a weight lifted from them, you know, because they're like, oh, thank God, somebody actually knows how to fix this. So I don't have to feel this way anymore. And they don't have to go keep down that road so that it ends up being a really challenging thing to deal with later.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not challenging to deal with when they come to me, but it's a lot less challenging than that they kept going down that road, right?
Right. Yeah. Stop it in its tracks so you can get back to the other side of the bell curve and feel a little bit more on, less on edge and more in tune with what's going on in your body and connecting the pieces, because that mind-body connection is so strong. And I love all of that stuff, but I just want to switch gears for a minute, because I love that you are so passionate about really helping so many women really stand in their power, get their energy back so they can live a full life and know what's going on inside their body. But I would love to know, outside of the motivation from your own journey, what was the drive to really start your own practice and being able to help more people?
So when I left corporate to begin with, a friend of mine who's a business coach said to me, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to help women, because who helps us? Like in corporate, especially, like you're in a male dominated world and a male dominated field. And it's like, you have to scratch and scrape and fight for every piece of everything for, you know, for being taken seriously, for getting the promotion, for getting the right pay. Like it is a fight all the time. And so I was like, I want to do something that helps women, help support them, because man, their lives are hard. You know, there's a, especially if you own your own business, you're trying to make it in a big company, like you have enough things to deal with. Who is there to support you? Because we are often, as women, the people who are helping everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like we're taking care of the spouse, we're taking care of the kids, we're taking care of our employees, you know, we're taking care of everybody, but who's taking care of us? So that's what I knew. And when I found health coaching, I was like, this is a piece of it. It's not quite, it was kind of like, I never get this expression right. It's either round peg, square hole, round peg. I don't know. That thing, it was like, it was kind of there, but I was making it fit, but it wasn't quite right. But when I got to functional medicine and I got to see the numbers, because I'm a numbers person, obviously I wouldn't be in accounting for so long if I didn't like numbers. And I could develop a strategy, because strategic thinking is one of like, it's like, I see the clear path. I'm like, oh, here we go. You know? So putting that all together, I get really excited. Every time I see a lab result, I'm like, oh, numbers. And then I go through it and I correlate it with the client's symptoms and what's happening in their lives. And we can develop a whole protocol based on that. I just am so thrilled. And then the transformation that these women have, having the energy, not having the gut issues, their hormones are balanced. They don't have any brain fog. Like they can do all the things. They don't have joint pain anymore. And I think a lot of people think joint pain is just, well, you know, normal. No. It's usually like calcium being pulled from your bones because of a stress response and being stuck in your soft tissue, you know, gallstones, same thing. It's like all of these things that we can either prevent or reverse. It's just, it lights me up.
You see it. I feel it, your energy around it. And I love it, because that strategy piece is a huge part of running a business and having that vision already, knowing just from numbers and having things in place. And that's what it sounds like as well, where you have those systems in place to help each person that comes through to be able to read the labs, know what the action steps are, and be able to help them. And at the end of it, they're like a whole new person based off of just tweaking certain things or completely doing a deep dive. It depends on where they're at on that curve, but understanding each element is really moving them forward and moving the vision. And speaking of vision, I would love to know, what does it look like in the future for everything that you're doing, how you're helping women, how you're really just moving and being a trailblazer in the functional medicine space?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's like short-term versus long-term. I have so many ideas, right? There's so many ways I want to help people. I mean, in the short term, well, and at the moment I have a Facebook group where I'm bringing a community of women together. It's completely free. And I, that we could just help people on a scale.
Yeah.
In the short term, I want to create a program because right now I work one-on-one with people, which is great, but it's a higher price point, right?
Right.
If there are people who want to be able to get some success, they don't mind being with other people. And actually, I think there's a lot of benefit to learning from other people, what other people are going through. So there'll be a group program. There's also, in the back of my mind, there's a book. There's definitely a book. There might be some wellness retreats. So we'll see where the next few years take us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see that happen because I think it's just that group element is so powerful when you can hear you're not alone in this process and someone else is going through something similar. It might not be exactly the same, but having that accountability and support can do wonders. So I can't wait to see that transpire and the Facebook group. I know that will just be helping so many people as well as you continue to grow that. And wellness retreats and book, everything. I can't wait to see it all happen. This is exciting because it just is able to help more people. And that's what it's about, really having an elevated impact in everything we do to really help the greater good and just to feel better. That's the bottom line from everything we've spoken about. But I've been so enjoying this conversation. Where can people find you? Services, we're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Absolutely. Well, my website's going to have links to everything, right? So that's ingoodcleantaste.com. And then of course, you know, Instagram and Facebook at ingoodcleantaste. But yeah, you'll follow the links in any of those places.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Claudine, for coming on, sharing your beautiful energy with us, your ups and downs, everything in between of your journey and how you are really just impacting so many women to really feel good internally to externally. So thank you again for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.